There you go, an old 60s record for Lonely Gentlemen. The whole album was like this. Petite Mi Ami. It means little love, I guess. And the whole album was her like giggling and making like tickly sounds. Yep, quality entertainment there. Somebody had to write that, record it, think it, say it, and about it. There you go. It's that simple. The history of that song. And let's see here what else we got going on. We did, oh, Let's Go See Grandma by Joy and Dave, a really crazy Joe Meek tune there. Joe Meek, the guy that did Telstar, he did a bunch of other stuff, and then he shot his landlady. There you go. Yeah, that guy. Then we heard Terry Cupcake O'Mason doing My First Piece, and a classic. I have no idea. A listener sent this to me probably 25 years ago. A Boogie Woogie Sausage Making Machine. And I have no idea where it came from. I have no idea what, but that's the thing. It was a gift. And sometimes I get gifts from listeners, and it's great because it's just great. Oh man, I feel all revved up now. How about some Hot Rod music? Hot Rod Coupe by Diabolico Coupe. This is a new thing too, so it's pretty awesome. is a 200% monster for you right there. Hal Blaine. The drummer actually was the drummer for the Wrecking Crew, who was like on everything from, you know, the Monkees to Glen Campbell Records, the Beach Boys Records, the Herb Albertine and Wanna Brass Records. These guys played on everything. They were the Wrecking Crew. They would come in and they just knock out a bunch of great stuff. That's from his solo album called, like, you know, Hot Rod Gears or whatever, but it was a great record from like 1960. Newer was Diabolical Coop doing Hot Rod Coop. And we got a little Hot Rod thing out of the way here. It is noon o'clock. In case you just are not, or you're just getting out of bed. Most of the listening audience doesn't get out of bed till noon. But this is your wake-up call. This is the Zombo right here in your brain. And we got the Zombo. And enjoy it while you can, because I don't know how much longer it's going to be out there. But the Deep Archive show is Thursdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Relive our past memories from 13 years ago that sound almost identical to today, except all the venues and everything I mentioned are all closed and gone. It's kind of neat to hear, though. It says, like I was here, I don't listen to these shows. I heard, and I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's busy as all hell. There's a thing where it's like, okay, there was one night. I did this in one night. There was a happy hour at the Toonzeum that I DJed. Then there was an opening at the Zombo Gallery. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Art Gallery in Lawrenceville. Then after that, I went to Arsenal Lanes and DJed from midnight to 2 a.m. I think between all three of those gigs, I made like 18 cents. But it was fun. It was a simpler time. I'm going to be DJing at Roundabout Brewery. So things never change. I still like doing stuff. I'll be at the Roundabout Brewery pop-up beer garden. And that's a nice open space. It's going to be beautiful Saturday night. You know, I'll be there Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m. In their beer garden, playing whatever, whenever. I'm sure they're not going to let me play Boogie Woogie Sausage Man. You know, that's the thing. When I do a live gig, I got this whole barrier. I'm down in the basement of the station. I'm in a basement. Nobody can touch me. Well, occasionally Paul from the beer truck came down and visited once, and a couple of people did knock on the door. But for the most part, I am totally isolated. It's like a nuclear bomb could go off. I could still be like Panic in the Year Zero. I'm still down here like doing the radio show. But when I'm in public, you know, there's eye contact and there's people, why are you playing Boogie Woogie Sausage Man? Why can't you play something nice? And then I do not like conflict. I do not like conflict. I don't like stress. I don't like pain, and I don't like to be put in uncomfortable situations that require hard work. So there. So for me to actually go out on a limb, play something insane in public, and then there's comeuppance. But the worst I get here is maybe somebody make a phone call, and for the most part, nobody calls. So that's nice. So 412-268-9728 is the number, but eh. Whatevs. Let's see here. Here is a Zombo classic, and I'm just gonna brand it. I don't care. I stake claim on this. It's a great tune. I don't know where it's from. I don't know what about it, but it's Alibaba. It's from France. I know it's from France. It's Alibaba, and what is this? It says Four Valors. I don't know what Valors are, but his Four Valors, and it's Viva La Shish Kebab. This tune just wrecks it. Yeah! In your brain, WRCT.
Il marchait lentement, soudain ce fut pressant. Il se mit à courir, car il pouvait sentir là-bas sous le baobab, l'odeur du shish kebab. Shish kebab, yeah, 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 yeah. Prenez du mouton, des tomates et des oignons. Vous enfilez tout ça sous une aiguille en bois. Dans ma ville de Bagdad, c'est faire du shish kebab. Shish kebab, yeah, 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 bibi, yeah, 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 bibi, 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 bibi, le shish kebab. Ma femme est rochon, m'a dit les souillons. Mais quand j'en ai assez, et je veux la chasser,
Elle crie sous le baobab, me faire du shish kabab, yeah, 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 bibi, yeah, 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 bibi. Hier à Beyrouth, les caravanes ont fait route, mais elles font un détour qui n'est pas le plus court pour passer par Bagdad, goûter le shish kebab, shish kebab, yeah, 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 bibi, 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 vive le shish kebab, vive le shish kebab, vive le shish kebab.
As Nick Cave's first band, The Birthday Party with Mr. Clarinet. And, you know, I'm not an advocate of drugs or anything like, but, boy, heroin sure did that guy a good turn. He stopped doing hard drugs and just got boring. You know, the stuff from Birthday Party, early Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Guy cleans up. He turns into, like, you know, I don't know, he turns into Neil Diamond. I mean, some of that new stuff he's doing, I mean, even Neil Diamond go, you know, that's kind of boring there. Yeah. Yeah, some of those albums is like toothpaste. But this older stuff, when he was all strung out on drugs. Man, that was intense. That was intense stuff. What else did we play? We played a bunch of other music. Oh, we played Shish Kebab by Ali Baba and his four velours. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, and rebroadcast on WBCQ The Planet. You can get all the Zombo you can probably want to ingest at zomboco.com. I have free downloads of everything, and the show will actually be up there probably later tonight or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Just something for you guys to, waste your hard drive space with. But another thing, that's what I like about today's show. It's almost like a makeup show. You know, not I'm just making stuff up. I'm kind of playing things that I've always liked to play, things that I play for myself. You know, like usually when I'm driving around or I'm always researching new music. I'm always playing new music. But sometimes I get in a mode where I was like, let's go back and let me listen to some of these things I haven't played in the while that I truly love. And then I still find out that I still really dig them. I find it fascinating. Some of the people that only listen to like certain things. And that's all they listen to. That's all they listen to. They listen to like the DVE and they goes, oh boy, Bad Company. Yeah, that's my jam. That's my jam. Yeah, Running with the Pack. That's my jam. How many times can you hear your jam? How many freaking times can you hear your jam? How many times can you hear that? And your brain just, it makes your brain all crusty. You know, because you got Running with the Pack by Bad Company stuck in there. And you can't get that out. And you want to hear it, and it's your song. It's your song, man. You got to hear that on Friday after work because you're running with a pack, man. Yeah, going down to the bar and getting a beer, man. Playing that on the jukebox. Then going home, finding it on the YouTubes, and then playing Running with the Pack. Mm-hmm. Then you go out and you go, and then you walk out in your garage. Hey, I got this old 8-track. Wow, Bad Company, Running with the Pack. I wonder what that sounds like. Well, I can be guilty of playing things over and over again. I probably played this song a few times, but I don't know if I played it on the radio. I'm still like this old band from and I hate their big hit. Their big hit was Oh Yeah. Don't like that song, but it's Yellow. This is Rubber Band Man, Zombo in Your Brain, Running with the Pack.
If you wanna tell me what I shouldn't do, I'm just sending my kid out of the blue. and you should I justify out of the blue.
Creeping all the way.
I do love me some Moon Duo, and that's Moon Duo from, I think, one of their last albums, Circles. I think that was from that. No. From a compilation of Squeeze Tribute, that was Andrea Kaur doing Take Me, I'm Yours. Then we heard Rubber Band Man by Yellow, and I still like Yellow. And yes, I stand corrected. Nick Cave's, thank you, Robert. Nick Cave's first band was actually Boys Next Door, but Mr. Clarinet was, to me, the apex of Nick Cave, a drug-addled mind. So, let me see here. What do we got? So, okay, this, it's fascinating. If you go back, back in the time, and you hear some songs, and you would think, there's no way that this could have been popular. It's very, for example, you know what was number one like in the 70s? Chuck Berry singing My Ding-a-Ling. And half the audience is saying, won't you play with my ding-a-ling? And can you imagine going out and doing that now? And I don't know if we turn more into Puritans now or we're just more civilized now or maybe a combination of the both. I do not know. But there was certain innocence and that's just silly. But here is something that I think is frightening that ever got to be a popular tune. And it was by the Monkees. And if you listen to like a lot of this, and it's not that subtle either. It's a song written for the Monkees by Harry Nilsson. I'm going to play the original demo he made of this for the Monkees. And let's see if you can figure out what this song really means.
This is our David Jones song.
Yeah, I don't really have a title. I guess you can call it the Cuddly Toy Song, if you like. Why not?
La, 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 la. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only cherry delight that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kinds of company you keep. I never told you that I'd love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. La, 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 la. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother the kind of company you keep. I never told you that I'd love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy.
A little harmony there.
You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not in boots as I, but a peepari, but a bohori. La 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 la, ba 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 ba.
Good. We'll be right back.
so sweet. You give your mother a special treat.
And cry, and Debbie cry.
I stick my hand in a deep fryer, baby. Go on, Willie, do the dance.
Your line is busy, all that buzzing makes me dizzy. Couldn't count on all my fingers all the dates you had with swingers. Boy, bye. Boy, baby, I'm gonna kiss you goodbye and go right through that doorway. Should stare at the back of my head. If you write a letter to me, my former friend, don't you end with an RSVP. I'm going bye-bye. I'm moving. Tomorrow I may be splitting to Britain or Norway. I'm saying bye.
That's when I'll get you to. I'm the chicken mission, that's impossible.
a double shot of theme songs and songs that should not have had lyrics put to them. That was the Kane Triplets doing Mission Impossible and Sarah Vaughan doing Peter Gunn. Painful, but educational at the same time and somewhat irritating. So it's a combination of irritating and entertaining. Deadbolt, Burn Little Debbie Burn, and the 13 Crimson Ghosts, Hollywood Babylon. Two songs that seem very wholesome compared to the song we played at the beginning of that set, which was Harry Nilsson doing Cuddly Toy. The demo version he wrote for the Monkees. And, wow, pretty sinister tune. And it's such a pretty and Harry Nilsson must have been I watched a documentary on Harry Nilsson, and the guy was a total mess from day one. You know, not only a raging substance abuser, raging horrible person, raging just, you know, they said if you hung out with Harry Nilsson, he'd be the kind of person that would rub off on you and he would destroy you as well. There was a contest when he was recording, I think, John Lennon's album, or John Lennon was producing one of his records, who could scream the loudest into a microphone. And John Lennon actually started coughing up blood, and it like ruined these vocal cords of his, you know. Not like John Lennon had like a golden voice, but the idea that it was all fun and games just to see who could like, you know, throw up blood first. Yeah. Real laugh riot. Eros and the Zombo right here in your brain. I got about 20 minutes to go, and wow, just to feel it in my stride now. And I'm glad I'm down to these 3-hour shows. The shows used to be 5 hours, and it was, I think, the minimum show time. This is when I first started on the station in around the year 2000. The minimum of your showtime, I believe, was 3 hours. You know, you had to do like a 3-hour show. And my original show was 5 hours. So the show that I am editing, that is Zombo's Deep Archives, which is from 2009, which airs Thursdays 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., I do edit the 5-hour show down to 3 hours. At that time, I think I was on from like, I don't know, 10 to 3. It was insane. How did I do 5 hours? I'm sure I did. I'd like to get a Zombo-thon in before the new schedule kicks in, before the summer schedule kicks in. And so watch for that. I'll have to get the okay from the station. I have to watch the weather, too, because it might be snowing in a week or two. So it'd be kind of a good thing for me to actually spend that day in the underground area here with you rather than out in the beautiful sunshine. So watch for a Zombo-thon. Going to be like 10 o'clock. I would probably go 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I started back on the radio a few months back doing a Zombo-thon, and it was a lot easier than what I thought it would be. It really is. Maybe just due to the fact that I really haven't worked a full day of work probably in decades. Mm-hmm. All right, let's wind things down here. This is Motoro Man from Brazil, and this is a song called Taxi of the Future. It's like Taxi a la Manana or whatever. Okay, so but that's the translation for you guys. And just bouncing all over the place. A wonderful, and let's see what I got here. I have 129 songs left in the backlog. So I spent some time before I got back in the studio making what I would say songs I would like to play on the radio. And I would go through this. Oh, I want to play this again. Oh, this is new. Let me play this. This is backlogged. And I started with like a couple hundred songs. Now I'm down to like about 100 and some odd songs. But without any further messing around, check this out. Taxi of the Future from Motoro Man.
Our first stop, the gateway to heaven that spins you skyward on the great space wheel. The fabulous gateway where you guide your own rocket and taxi to tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right there. Motoro Man with Texia Tomorrow. So I got about 10 minutes to go, but this is going to be kind of fun. We're going to do some Zombo Roulette. So when I start making all of these, like, playlists and all of the stuff, I put some stuff in here, and it comes up as unknown track. And I don't remember putting it in here. I have three, and let's see what they are. Okay, these could be anything. I got the dump button ready just in case they're dirty. They're not dirty. So what's this? Why did I put this in here? All right, this doesn't sound that special. It's Daddy Rolling Stone, kind of a garage version. I can live without that. What else? Ah, this interesting start. Ooh, what is this? Oh. Sounds familiar. There's a nice little garage stomper. Yeah, don't know who it was or what it is. It's part of the final part of the show, Zombo Roulette. Have one more track. Two more. I have one more that I'm pretty sure I know who does it. I don't know what the tune is. Then I got one of my Zombo Brain Crushers to end the show. Okay, this is Messer Chups. I can tell. Oh, this is... what is this? Oh, this is the version of Human Jungle. Nice. Master Chops, Human Jungle. Zombo already in your brain. We'll be right back. That is one sweet tune. Messer Chups with Human Jungle. And, you know, thank you for spending a few hours with some Zombo in your brain, but you got to know, I remain in your brain. You can get as much Zombo as you possibly can stand at ZomboCo.com. You can download all these shows, listen to them, stream them all for nothing. ZomboCo.com. Rebroadcast on the BBCQ The Planet specialty shows on RadioCrown.com. And I will be DJing live at Roundabout Brewery Pop-Up Garden on the north side, Oxline Road, Saturday night. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Playing a lot more normal stuff, but I may play one of these brain crushers. The Solaris Stomp by the Space Cossacks. What a way to end the tune, man. I am remaining in your brainin'. WRCT. Later. WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
Mississippi, high up on the hill, overlooking the Mississippi River. Elizabeth Cotton on her guitar from 1965. A wonderful discovery late in her life. And Roosevelt Sykes on piano, talking about money. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. But let's start off the show with guitar Junior Johnson from his release called Country Sugar Papa. This is Southern Country Boy. From Luther, Guitar Junior Johnson, on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you. sugar mama, be so sweet to me. I wanna thank you, sugar mama, for being so sweet to me. Yes, that's a southern country boy, baby, and been having nothing but misery. Ripe as the berry, sweet as the juice, I'm sticking to my woman on a cut. All you other women loose, I wanna thank you, sugar baby. Nothing but misery. Been round the world, filled the wheel and road. Take someone like you, babe, to satisfy my soul. I wanna thank you, sugar babe. Be so sweet to me. Yes, I got my summer country boy. Ain't been having nothing but misery. Baby, be so sweet to me. Yes, I'm just a southern country boy, baby.